Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, next on the programme, writing in today's Irish Examiner, Terry Prone, chairman of the Communications Clinic, detailed her experience of her TISKS, T-I-S-K-S, saying, "I thought I was just being quirky, but maybe I shouldn't count on it." Now, let's find out about this. This is a fascinating story. TISKS, what exactly are they? Terry joins me on the line. Terry, good afternoon and welcome to Lunchtime Live.
Good afternoon and thank you, sir.
So, Terry, what does the word TISK mean?
It's a personal creation of mine and it means one-fifth of a task. What happened was that I came into the kitchen one day and found my husband staring at my diary, which was open in front of him. And as you would say to your husband, I said, "You're not allowed to look at my diary." And he said, "It wasn't that kind of diary. It was just a scheduling kind of diary." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I figure that you have 10 tasks per day, but I'm puzzled by these clusters over here on the left. What are they?" And I said, "Oh, they're the component parts of a task. And you might have to make 5 phone calls, and 5 phone calls would add up to a task, but the 5 of them are called a TISK. And so on any given day, I might have 5 sets of TISKs adding up to a task." And he looked at me as if I was completely barking and said mildly, "Whatever floats your boat, Tess," and walked away. And I thought, yeah, well, that's fine. He doesn't care about it. And it was a way of, or particularly the TISKs that I didn't really want to do. Like, for example, I hate returning phone calls. And so if I could trump them in 5, get all of them done, great. Similarly, if I could do a whole load of WhatsApps or emails or texts before 8 o'clock in the morning, Jesus, I had such a great run on the day. And I thought that this was the most sensible way of managing my time.
So all of your tasks were basically organised numerically. Is that the best way to describe it?
They were, and in sequence as well, so that the most important task was number 1 in the day and the least important one was number 10 in the day. But I did have to do 10 in a day or I wouldn't sleep that well at night.
Oh, so you've 10 tasks to do in the day, and if you don't complete those tasks because they're numbered 1 to 10, you punish yourself at the end of the day.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily punish myself, but I would certainly feel guilty. And I thought that everybody did this. I thought that people just managed their lives by lists. And this was, if you think about it, most businesses do. And in media, if you go on social media, you have listicles of everything. The 8 best ways to get a man or a woman. The 6 best ways to train a dog. The 5 favourite gifts of famous people. It's all numbers. I thought that everybody did the same. It was only about a week ago I was reading a Stephen King book of short stories, and it was a story about a murder and a detective who was determined. He was an absolute bastard of a detective. He was determined to find an innocent man guilty. But the odyssey about him was that, like me, he counted everything. And sometimes he'd actually count out loud. And if he had to stay in a hotel room and there was an uneven number of chairs, he would have to put one of the chairs outside the door. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And then the story hinged on this thing, and there was a name for it. It's called arithmomania, and it means the absolute obsession with numbers, with adding, with subtracting, with all of this. And I thought that Stephen King had just made it up.
But no, arithmomania is actually a thing.
It's a serious, it's a dreadful thing. I mean, I've been diagnosed without ever asking for a diagnosis with something between neurodivergence and an actual mental disorder. Are you sorry for me?
Well, I'm starting to, especially when I read earlier on, Terry, that you can tell me the amount of stairs in an office or the amount of stairs in your home. Can you?
Yes, when I'm warning people, I live in a Martello Tower, and I'm able to say to people who are visiting, the smaller spiral staircase has this number of stairs in it, and the bigger one has that number of stairs in it, because I automatically count them. And it's a source of dissatisfaction to me that they don't break into fives.
Because things should break into fives. Is that it?
Absolutely. Fives are the magic thing. You should have everything in fives. And that leads you back to five tisks adding up to a task. And this will make you happy all your life. It's slightly nuts.
I'm glad you said that. So, okay. So, Terry, I mean, this it certainly seems like a sort of a dysfunction, is it not?
Well,
I know you probably, it's perfectly normal to you.
It's perfectly normal to me, and I was really happy with it until Dr. Google told me that there's two methods of treating it. Either I can have talk therapy or I can have medication. And I'm looking at this, and first of all, you will find out when you get to my age, that if you are my age, you're taking so many tablets that you don't want to be adding to them. And secondly, why would I take talk therapy for something I'm happy with? But apparently, it's probable that I wouldn't have this. It's a form of obsessive compulsive disorder, apparently. And they say, Dr. Google does, that it results from some major trauma in childhood. Now, I went back and I also asked my sister, did I have any major trauma in childhood? And she said that other than falling off a trike at four, she couldn't remember anything very interesting.
So you don't know how this developed. Dr. Google and Stephen King have helped you to put a name on it, which is arithmomania. Are you going to seek treatment for this, or are you happy with it being part of your life?
I'm very happy with it being part of my life, or at least I was until I wrote about it in... Well, no, I wrote about it in the Irish Examiner, first of all, before I talked to you about it. And what I found very interesting was that a whole load of people contacted me, including a very eminent doctor who said that he had it too, and that he had never known he had it, and that he didn't have the time to do anything about it either. So I was kind of relieved by that. I think that maybe there is a branch of arithmomaniacs who use it obsessively and in a way that interferes with their lives. And there's a bunch of happy loopers like me who just like counting things.
Well, I'll give you some good news. You could have easily come into our studio here at News Talk today, because as I look around this studio, there are one, two, three, four, five chairs. You'd have been as happy as Larry in here today, Terry. Arithmomania, it's called. I'm fascinated by it. But again, you don't feel the need to go and seek treatment for it.
The thing is that when you're my age, you have a limited amount of time, and farting around in some kind of room trying to find out whatever caused it. And by the way, I think I know what caused it. I am lousy at mathematics. I was always lousy at mathematics. And my father and my sister, who are both brilliant at mathematics, tried to teach it to me. And I remember my sister getting livid with me because she thought I was pretending to be stupid over arithmetic. And you can't say when you're only 8 or 9, listen, I'm genuinely stupid. I can't for the life of me get a grip of this arithmetic thing. And she used to get red in the face and be furious with me.
But this is your way of dealing with it, basically, is it?
I presume I internalized it and decided that if I kept counting things and adding them up, I never, you'd be glad to know, I never got to multiplication. All I do is add things up, but I still make lists. And if I were to let you look at my diary, you would find 10 things that I have to do today. I don't want to insult you, but you're one of them. and then clusters of tisks. At least you're a task rather than a tisk.
Oh, okay. I'm sure. Terry, it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. Arithmomania is a condition that Terry's very happy living with. Terry Prone, as always, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on News Talk.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.